Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Let's get rolling. So today, the title is When You Need Wisdom and Power, Turn to God. And the verse we're talking about is going to be Job 12:13. And it's true wisdom and real power belong to God. From Him we learn how to live and also what to live for. So Job is a book in the Bible that if you haven't read it, I would really encourage you to read it. It's very interesting. Job is spelled like the word job, J-O-B. But Job was this person that was just very well thought of, lived a very good life in the way he conducted himself, his family, the whole bit. And then the book just basically is his journey of what all he goes through in life. It's just very interesting. I encourage you to read that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So the Bible tells the story of Job, a man who loved and served God, but he lost almost everything, his wealth, his health, and his family, in the span of one day. Job's story shows us how to worship even when we're wounded. Even in the worst times, we can worship God by invoking his wisdom and strength. Soon after Job had lost it all, he was on the ground in agony, grieving his losses and suffering physically from illness. Three of Job's friends showed up and eventually started giving advice. A lot of it wasn't very helpful. One of his friends said, "If I were you, I would call on God and bring my problem before him." His friend is telling Job to invoke God's help. But what does it mean to invoke? It means to appeal to someone greater than yourself for a special act, power, or privilege. The advice was good. When you're confused, angry, doubting, and wounded, don't turn away from God. Instead, turn towards him because he's the only one who has the power to comfort you. Once when Jesus was talking to a crowd, he was telling the people what changes they would have to make in their lives in order to follow him. But they didn't want any demands on their lives, so they started walking away. So John 6:67-68 says, Jesus turned to his disciples and asked, "Do you also want to leave?" Peter said back to Jesus, "Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. If you turn away from God in pain, where will you go? No one else can help you like he can." So instead of turning away from him, invoke his strength and wisdom. The Bible says true wisdom and real power belong to God. From him we learn how to live and also what to live for. That's our verse we started with. Let me read that again. True wisdom and real power belong to God. From him we learn how to live and also what to live for. Following Jesus doesn't exempt us from life's problems, but it does mean God's wisdom and strength are available to us. Turn to him, and he'll show you what to do and give you the power to do it. I encourage you to read it. Read about Job. Read what he went through and how he came through it. And you'll think that your problems don't seem very big compared to what Job went through. I know it talked about how it all happened in one day, but it did. All of the family died. He lost everything he owned all in one day. But he came through it. Again, I know what I've been saying on many of these calls. If God brings us to it, he'll bring us through it. And that's exactly what he did for Job. So I encourage you to go read that. But again, when things don't look good or things aren't going as we want, don't turn from God. Let's turn to God. All right, let us pray. God, we do love you, and we just have to remember that, God, that that you will bring us through whatever you bring us to. And God, just pray that we always remember that, that no matter what we're going through, that we need to turn to you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for letting us be on this call together, God. I lift up everybody on the call. I lift up all of our TTE family and team members, and just pray, God, you'll be with them and comfort them and just keep our guys in the truck safe today. God, we just pray for your guidance and your leadership in all we do, and just pray for your wisdom, God. Just guide us and help us to live a life that brings you all the glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.